Listen to a CU broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Conference, or their Think series, their virtual series, that is. And another great day of content from some industry experts and also some folks from outside the industry giving us their two cents. So really good stuff here. In this particular clip, Co-op Financial Services' very own Samantha Paxson kind of gives us an intro to today's event or the events that occurred today, as well as a recap of the previous Think series this year. And she also talks about, well, kind of the theme of this year's Think is kind of personalization, how it can affect or actually how it can benefit your credit union, and what it takes to build a foundation for personalized experiences. One really cool kind of cool thing that she talked about was you can't outsource personalization to a machine. You got to have the human magic that's all behind it. So really good stuff here from Samantha. So check it out.
So far, we've looked at how a shift from a product-centric to a member-centric business model can benefit members and also drive your P&L. We showed how active member relationships can, in what we call a lifestyle banking model, can drive long-term growth. Our findings are based on the exclusive CU Payments Outlook research that Co-op conducted in partnership with EY. To see more, I encourage you to download the white paper available for you right now in the Think Resource Hub. Just click on the resources icon below to access it. Pivoting from what we learned in our first show, the second event in our Think series focused on how credit unions can adopt that lifestyle banking model to deliver digital and remote services that meet members' needs in their everyday lives. Our research shows that fintechs have been succeeding in the delivery of these digital services in the eyes of credit union members and the prospects we surveyed, especially in the area of digital payments. As a result, fintechs like PayPal have built unprecedented levels of trust among financial consumers. So to dig further on this trend, we spoke with Noah Kerner. He's the CEO of the savings and investment app Acorns. And we talked to him about how to think like fintech in order to build more active daily relationships with our members. I also had the honor of interviewing Hubert Joly in the previous show. As CEO of Best Buy, Hubert led a case study rethinking of that company. Hubert helped us understand how people aligned with purpose can create human magic within an organization. It was quite an inspiring conversation. I think you'll all agree. We've covered a lot so far in our Think series. So now what's next? Well, today we're going to get personal. We're going to expand our exploration of the lifestyle banking model and look at how to apply data insights to build personalization into the delivery of digital and remote services. Personalization results when we have the ability to act on what data tells us about the outcomes members are seeking. So today we'll focus on what it takes to create the foundation of personalized experiences that members really appreciate. It's all informed by our CU Payments Outlook research, and we'll be guided by a couple of questions. First, how does your credit union currently use real-time data and insights to connect member journeys to the delivery of more personalized experiences? And second, what platform capabilities are required to drive personalization at scale across all aspects of a member's journey? On this second point, Co-op's interoperable payments and technology platform can give you a big head start on the process of personalization to create long-lasting relationships with your members. You'll hear more about that today, of course, too. But I should also point out that despite the solutions we offer at Co-op to help you better personalize the experiences you offer, we are the first to say that technology can't do it all. Even though things like machine learning are key to the process, we can't outsource personalization to a machine. Personalization is not plug and play. For it to really work, that human magic must be part of the formula. And we all know that human magic happens when every person in your credit union, backed by all of us at Co-op, are all focused on the single purpose of delivering the best experience at every moment for every member. It's the mix of human and digital that brings those member moments to life. To make that happen, we'll need to, yes, rethink everything about how we operate within our organizations. And we have the power to do this. It's all in the how. Our silos need to come down, information needs to be shared across functions, and everyone needs to pull in the same direction to deliver a holistic experience that's exceptional at every member touch point. I know we can make it happen. I just know we can. Today, we'll make the case that a best-in-class digital experience is one that's personalized. But we're here to rethink, not to overthink. So as we begin, let's get pointed in the right direction with this simple idea. Treat every person like a person. And if you let that idea be your guide, you'll have the most essential thing you'll need to achieve personalization.
Thank you very much, Samantha, and stay tuned for more of the Think Virtual Series coverage here on CU Broadcast.